I am really excited, really, really excited to welcome our next guest to the stage of the Great Northern Radio Show. He's an old friend who, like me, grew up in or around the Sac Zim peat bog. Mr. Casey Arrow.
Clap until you folks got manners and everything. Don't think I don't appreciate it. You keep it up, I'll stick around all night, and I only got like 13 and a half minutes, so. You know, Aaron's not much to look at, and that's why he's good for radio. But he's a talented guy. In fact, we go way back, and
yes, we do.
He was just a baby, and I wasn't much older than that. And my wife was his speech coach. They went to state, one at all. You know, somebody who looks like that, it's hard to believe the talent that you have.
It's like dragging a cinder block behind me everywhere I go. Yeah.
And I also am a graduate of Cherry High School, although I'm starting to wonder, why did I even go there? Because everything I learned at Cherry is now obsolete. Because we had first of all, they taught us that liver was good for you. That's no good anymore. Sunshine was good for you. Vitamin D, you know, causes cancer now. Slide rules. How many of you? Yeah, unless you're in a third world country, that's not happening. The card catalog. Dewey Decimal System. Yeah, my teacher, Ms. Jarvie, promised me if I'd learn a Dewey Decimal System that I'd never have to learn anything else about the library. I don't know where they keep those cards these days, but it's Pluto is no longer a planet. Christopher Columbus didn't discover America. Still has a holiday, I don't get that. But I do have to admit that I, of anybody at Cherry, was probably prepared for life better than most, because when I was in Cherry High School, I spent a great deal of time standing or sitting in a corner wearing a funny hat. I still do that today. Bang on the banjo, Casey, pluck that thing and sing. Bang on the banjo, Casey, make that banjo ring. Bang on the banjo, Casey, grab around neck and play a little racy. Bang on the banjo, bang the banjo, bang rang. When I was a young boy, my daddy gave me a guitar. Said, you treat that thing right, son, it's gonna take you far. I said, daddy, that guitar ain't for me. If I'm gonna make it big, well, a banjo's what I need. And he said, bang on that banjo, Casey, pluck that thing and sing. Bang on the banjo, Casey, make that banjo ring. Bang on the banjo, Casey, grab round neck and play a little racy. Bang on the banjo, bang rang. Well, ever since that day, you know that I have traveled far. I grabbed my banjo strap and I hung it on a shooting star. Fame and fortune may have slipped right through my picking hand, but I just grabbed that banjo, banged the banjo once again. And then, bang on the banjo, Casey, pluck that thing and sing. Bang on the banjo, Casey, make that banjo ring. Bang on the banjo, Casey, grab around neck and play it a little racy. Bang on the banjo, bang rang. Bang on the banjo, bang that banjo, bang rang. Thank you. I sang that song because I wanted to point out there are other banjo players on this stage from time to time, but they're playing a five-string banjo, as opposed to the more common, less common, four-string banjo that I'm playing. Bluegrass and country and string bands that bring that five-string in, and that makes it good. There's not a lot of difference. In fact, the only difference between a four-string banjo and a five-string banjo is a four-string banjo has one less string on it. It's kind of technical stuff, though. When I first started out, I tried a five-string. I could never figure out what to do with that fifth string until one time I was driving in a job and my muffler fell off my van. And It outlasted that van. I brought that to the Brown junkyard over in Zim. They didn't give us much for scrap in those days. We tried. Anyway, I come by the entertainment field honestly, although I do find the term entertainment a bit presumptuous. I perform. Whether or not you find it entertaining is left up to your good taste or lack thereof. Can't be accountable. My dad, as some of you know, was a musician for many, many years, and he was also a disc jockey poika, which is, Bobby Arrow, raised in Leonidas, Minnesota. Yeah, I mean, claim to fame right there. How many of you were raised in Leonidas?
Six.
That's good. They were my dad's neighbors. Anyway, Bobby covered a lot of ground, and I grew up playing in the band, and six nights a week, and I was in high school playing in places I was not supposed to be in. But that, too, got me through school, because all my teachers were there, and little leverage, you know, it just doesn't hurt. So anyway, I'd like to play a couple of my, maybe one or two of my dad's songs. I've got 6.5 minutes left now, so it's hard working. Yeah, it's hard working on a leash. I did mention I graduated from Cherry High School, didn't I? Grammar wasn't my strong suit. Anyway, my dad, you know, Bobby Arrow, if you knew that, you knew he was slightly Finn. And my Finn is not. My Finn is not. And it's not all my fault. In fact, I tell you a little story rough about just how I came to be not so Finn-oriented. I was at the co-op, Zim Co-op, pumping gas into my car, 28 cents a gallon. Could we just have a moment of silence for that? It is expensive at the co-op, actually. It was $19.09 if you drove into the Clark Station in Virginia, if your car could make it. Typically, mine could not. There's also other reasons to buy at the co-op, because you could put it on your dad's farm account. We were farming a lot in those days, so. Anyway, this lady showed up at the co-op, and she was from the country of Finland, and she was over here writing a research paper, and the title of the paper was The Deterioration of the Finnish Language in America, and she is looking for my dad, Bobby Arrow, as a resource person, and when I do this, you'll see that it went downhill from there. When I'm feeling pretty high from the gully, I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as number 7. And when this cup of car closes tight, I do the only thing that's right. I stagger to my shack in the swamp by the highway known as number 7. Here's the only Finn I really know. If you ever come and visit, there's one thing you will see. It's my 15 blonde-headed Finnish kids who look like Mr. Koivunen, Bobby Arrow, and me. Yeah, feed them kalamoyaka. Sometimes just good old purua in a shack in a swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. It's a one-room shanty. There's a trail in the back leading to the resting rooms. And that sauna there where I change underwear every June. Yeah, my mini and my mother-in-law, you'll see, beating the dickens out of me in a shack in the swamp by the highway that is known as number 7. Thank you. I thank you on his behalf, and my dad did ask that for me to tell you that no matter where he is, wherever he's at, Right now, he's still making car payments. Thank you very much.
Casey Arrow. Good to hear him sing again.